Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment of Warming Food on Shabbos. We were speaking yesterday about the idea that sometimes the heat setting which a person is using doesn't have multiple settings. The heat source that a person is using doesn't have multiple settings. And we said in that context, there's no need to cover the heat source because what are you going to do anyway? There's no parallel to a concern of stirring the coals on Shabbos. This issue answers a question that, thank God, I'm not asked often, but I'm asked every now and then. Imagine the following situation. A person has set up their kitchen, as is the normal way for Shabbos. Let's say they have their crock pot set up with chalent. Let's say they have their foil covering their heat source. They have all these different appliances going. They have an urn of hot water. And by the way, the water in the urn is plenty hot coming into Shabbos, and based on everything we've said, there'd be no need to cover a heat source anyway because it's boiling hot going into Shabbos. And then they lose power at some point over Shabbos. And they lost power for a while, and it was a good few hours. And then it happens that the power comes back on Shabbos. So the question has been posed to me before. The power came back on. The water in the urn was not hot anymore, not remotely hot when the power came back on. So my chalent I'm not worried about. Hopefully it wasn't too long that the chalent went bad. My chalent I'm not worried about because I had my heat source covered on my chalent anyway. So it's the equivalent of if I'd be doing that at the outset of Shabbos. But the urn, I didn't worry about the urn at the outset of Shabbos because the water was nice and hot at the outset of Shabbos. But now, over the course of Shabbos, my water has gotten completely cold in my urn, and now the urn turned back on. Is that this concern of Shehiyah? It's a question I'm asked every now and then, and based on everything we've said, really yesterday, it shouldn't be a problem. And the reason it wouldn't be a problem is because this urn, presumably, is just on or off. So even though the heat source is not covered and the water is not hot at this moment, there's nothing you're going to be able to do anyway to speed things up, and therefore, it's not a concern. There is one other aspect regarding Shehiyah, regarding warming food coming into Shabbos, that definitely comes up for people. It's a very interesting topic that the Gemara discusses, which is Kedera Chaisa. Kedera Chaisa literally means a raw food being cooked. And the Gemara discusses the following scenario. Imagine a person is cooking some type of meat, and they put it in the heat source or on the heat source right before Shabbos. Moments before Shabbos. So based on everything we've said, there should certainly be an obligation to cover the heat source going into Shabbos. Why aren't you concerned that a person will come to stir the coals? Interestingly, the Gemara says we're not worried about you stirring the coals in that case. Why are you not worried? And the Gemara explains that the reason we're not concerned is that meat was raw right before Shabbos. It's not going to be ready for Friday night dinner anyway. You're clearly not planning on eating it for Friday night dinner. You're planning on eating it sometime the next day. And since you're planning on eating it sometime the next day, you're not going to become agitated if you look at it Friday night and it's not as far along as you were hoping because you've got so much time. So in that specific setting, when you put it on the heat source right before Shabbos and it's raw and it's something like meat that takes a significant amount of time to cook, the Rabbanan said you don't have to worry about covering the heat source. It's a very interesting halacha. What does that apply to today? I mean, if you think of putting raw meat or chicken in an oven, it doesn't take a long time to cook. So the one thing that we say it applies for is the crock pot. Because when you cook something in the crock pot, if it was raw, it would definitely take a significant amount of time to cook. And that being the case, if you had raw meat in your chalent and you put it on the crock pot right before Shabbos, the halacha would be you would not need to cover the heat source. So it's actually a very interesting irony. Your chalent could be fully cooked before Shabbos, in which case you wouldn't have to cover the heat source. Your chalent could be possibly even halfway cooked before Shabbos, in which case you would not have to cover the heat source. Your chalent could be 25% of the way cooked before Shabbos, in which case you would definitely have to cover your heat source. But if your chalent had raw meat in it and you put it in right before Shabbos, the halacha would be you wouldn't have to cover your heat source. That's only if there's raw meat in it. That's only if it's something that cooks slow like a crock pot. And that's only if you put it in right before Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.